Hello everybody, I'm Charlotte Vincent, I'm the Artistic Director of Vincent Dance Theatre, and I too have made a career out of throwing together Eastern European folk dances that don't really exist with a bunch of Poles who I work with. I run a company that is based in Sheffield and has been for 16 years, and we tour nationally and internationally with collaboratively devised dance theatre work. And as a director, I bring a group of a diverse group of international artists together to try to make a piece of work. This requires a large degree of improvisation, a removal of assumptions about what is possible and what isn't, a flattening of hierarchy to a certain extent when we come together with honesty, imagination, and openness in our practice. We always aim to work with integrity, placing our own agendas aside for the greater good of the production that we're working on, and hopefully serving some of our own needs and desires within a complex, constantly changing process. Now, the reason I've said that is because I would like to think of today as a structured improvisation. We're not really sure where it may lead, but if we apply some of the rules that I might apply with an ensemble to our discussions, perhaps those of mutual respect, generosity, and collectivity, but not necessarily consensus, then perhaps we can try to get the best out of everyone here today. I also wanted to say that we didn't want the chairs set up like this, because we actually wanted them in a circle, so I'm quite disappointed that I've walked into this structure, because like teaching yoga in a circle, you feel much more connected, so I'm sorry about the desk. My perception of dance in the North that I've shared with Clooney and Pam and others more recently is quite unsettling as someone that's been based here and practiced here for a long time. I find working in the North quite hard. I find it quite isolating, quite static, quite stuck in its ways, quite uncreative, and slightly lacking in strategy. And I'm going to say that I'm here to provoke thought. This is not necessarily what we're doing today, it's not my agenda. I'm here to provoke thought, so you can take or leave, or imagine or not imagine things around anything that I say today. As I mature as an artist, I yearn for something more than that sense of dislocation and isolation. I yearn to be part of something, to be part of some sort of community, or perhaps a political or an artistic movement, or a school of thought, or a kind of aesthetic, just to belong to something, perhaps. But what I find here in my region is often competitive, quite scattershot, and a bit of a mess. A struggle, certainly. So I work with my trusted colleagues in what could be described as a silo, if you like, in South Yorkshire. And we create a family of our own when we make a piece of work. And then once the project's over, that family disbands. And I feel, as the artistic director, because a lot of the people I work with are from abroad, actually very isolated and alone, and without a real sense of the kind of belonging of it to any community. So does this matter? This is a provocation. Does it matter? I can often feel that my own network is national and international rather than local or regional. And I suppose I have a question of whether I'm missing a trick here, even though I work in partnership with many agencies and venues, obviously, in the region and artists. So today, from how Dave and I have kind of perceived the day and structured it, it's a pilot. Let's think of it as a pilot day for the dance sector across the northern area, a chance for artists, practitioners, agencies, programmers, educationists and companies to come together as a network of people. From the northwest, the northeast, Yorkshire and Humberside. So three regions, if the northeast managed to turn up. But can we find, or do we want to find, or should we even need to find one voice? There was quite an interest in coming today, and I'm quite intrigued and delighted by that. So for perhaps the first question we need to ask ourselves is, why does this dialogue matter to you? So today, as I've already said, is designed to provoke discussion about current practice, about networks, training, support systems, aesthetics, practicalities, obstacles, opportunities, aspirations and ambitions for dance across this larger northern region. I think we should recognise that practitioners, directors, artists, educationalists, choreographers do, and Vika from Yorkshire Dance mentioned this to me the other day, do spontaneously organise themselves into groups and networks. Perhaps we don't recognise this enough, and perhaps we should ask ourselves today, do we really need anything more than we've already got in the individual regions or the larger three regions? And another question, should a community of artists be a top-down funded construct, or should it rather grow from the artists up? There's going to be a lot of questions today. Today's been designed as a series of provocations, attempts at asking some difficult questions, attempts at beginning to form ideas and maybe even form some propositions for the future. But let's be clear that there are no expectations around that or any outcomes at this stage. Let's assume that today is explorative, an explorative discursive event. Let's come together, let's share experience, let's discuss things and let's listen. Today, I'd personally really like to avoid jargon. Let's try to think of today as an in-between space between dancers, dance artists, agency directors, ACE relationship managers, teachers, dance leaders, and anyone else who's here. Let's assume that we are all experts in dance, whatever our current role might be. And I would really like to try to let go of the normal hierarchies that exist between us and meet as though for the first time. Let's meet on the horizontal, as Liz Lerman would say, not the vertical plane. Let's assume that what the independent dancer, with no construct around him or her, let's assume that what they have to say is as valuable as those of us in salaried positions, or who run buildings, or who deal out the money. What do we want to learn from each other? Who do we want to be in charge? And who do we want to take the lead for our sector? Let's try to think freely and not be scared to talk. Let's give each other space to think and time to speak. Let's try not to talk over people. Let's show each other some respect. Let's not pull rank. Let's leave our personal agendas at the door, and let's agree that there's no negation of any idea offered, and that individuals will try not to dominate groups when we split up, and that everyone will get a chance to contribute in their own way, especially those of us who don't usually talk at big events. There's plenty of dancers that I know that are very silent. We're going to brainstorm today with some rules and around some questions, and then later in the day we'll form our own new questions from ourselves and brainstorm some more around those. So as I said before, let's try and think of today as a long improvisation, that we're not sure where it's heading, but that it might throw up some good stuff. Today is a facilitated space, and we're going to break into smaller groups later to discuss questions initially set by Dave, myself and Pam. And then later in the afternoon, split up again and discuss questions that we've agreed together as a larger group, because we kind of had to start somewhere. So, a facilitator, which will be one of us, for each group will hold the frame of the space for the group, ensuring that everyone can speak if they want to and be heard and try to keep us focused on the task in hand. As an active participant in today, your skills at feeding back to the larger group from those smaller groups will be needed, so we'll be looking for a volunteer in each group to do that job. We're going to leave that up to you to decide who offers to do that. And for the purposes of our imaginations, I think it would be good today to assume that today is not about money or about funding or about the recent cuts that we're all stumbling through and negotiating at the moment. So let's try to make today an imaginative space, an opportunity for trying to articulate how it is to live and work in the North. Let's speak our mind, let's express our fears, let's celebrate the stuff that works and try to explore what doesn't work and why. Let's share wild thoughts and think about new creative models. And let's also assume that today is a safe space.
It's somewhere to start.
Thank you. Yep. So you don't have to clap.